Welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal podcast. I'm Sonia Lin, Master Healing Practitioner and Transformation Life Coach. I asked on my Facebook group some areas of illness, disease, painful symptoms that they're tolerating or suffering from to have some ideas for the next couple podcast episodes. And there's colitis came up. I was actually talking to someone about that. They were asking, saying that they've tried the Mayo Clinic and lots of doctor's appointments and really want to avoid surgery. And they were also sharing with me that their husband suffers, there's a lot of negative thoughts. And our thoughts become things. So it's no surprise that the body is sending out these signals and messages to, as painful as they are, to get to the emotional root behind it. And the colitis that came up, the ulcerative colitis, was what I was, you know, just talking about to someone in typing, and then this was the first one that had come up. So I'm going to start there, and I think the next week's episode will probably be talking about the emotional root behind Crohn's disease. So just a little heads up on that. So actually, I think it was just one or two episodes ago I was talking about getting metaphysical and what metaphysical anatomy technique is. And it's just, I absolutely love this energy healing technique that I use in my practice when needed. And trained under Yvette Rose, really making that mind-body connection and the emotional roots behind the illness and disease, because our thoughts are either causing destruction and dis-ease in our body and our relationships, or they are healing and restoring our body back to health and whole, as well as our relationships. So on colitis, I want to talk about behind this, there can be circumstances in your present life, and maybe this doesn't pertain to you and you share it, or someone shared this with you, but circumstances currently that are triggering unpleasant and upsetting memories from your past. So there's unhealed issues from the past that they're being triggered, and they're happening for you to get this up and out and to really get to the heart of the matter and what needs healing. So we very often can unconsciously create circumstances from which we need to be rescued from self-sabotaging patterns here. And there's anger and there's frustration, these emotions, and digesting food with these emotions in your life. So people from your past with whom you've made negative associations with most likely are still part of your life. I was just talking about in the Facebook group, I had a post about people are in our life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And this can really cause a great deal of irritation and frustration. There can be feelings maybe, and see if this resonates with you, of being invaded by these people as a result of poor personal boundaries. Boundaries are so important, yet many of us did not feel safe to say no, or to understand that it is okay, and to learn to say no, to not be a people pleaser, to not say yes to things out of guilt, but knowing where the line where our self begins and ends as well as someone else, and separating identities from, parents or past relationships in our life. So if you think of the question, what do you need to learn to heal from in order to stop this cycle? Do you feel you're attracting new circumstances and triggers that continue to recreate these unresolved issues that caused you to feel used or abused or vulnerable and even unloved? Right? Crisis, conflict, chaos, COVID, it is a time of awakening. It is a time of really going within and paying attention to what needs healing for ourselves as we are, you know, experiencing these different life lessons, that these growing pains. So you could be recycling old traumas and emotions, and oftentimes it's related to this lack of love. It can be from a partner that was either emotionally unavailable or abusive. Right, this living unbroken, breaking the cycle, breaking dysfunctional patterns that oftentimes didn't start with us generations back, that are really coming up and out to be able to heal ourselves, to heal our relationships, because we're all mirrors for each other. So some things to think about, you can feel and see if this connects with you, you know, overly sensitive, frustrated towards something in your environment. And, you know, we have all different effects on our energy, one being our environment, where emotions can be heightened. And this is a quite unpleasant condition to have, right? So really exploring, how is it making you feel? So digging deep as to, aside from the physical pain from it, what emotion comes up for you with this? So there's a lot of just past traumas that haven't been healed and resolved and dissolved and really completed. And we all experience trauma. We all have had shocks to our energy system. We've all had times where we didn't feel safe. And this can be related to feeling alone, abandonment, or putting up with harsh, abusive circumstances to avoid being alone. So we really want to explore that fear of being alone. And the childhood foundation, and, you know, was it built on hostility? Was there unpredictable moods where you didn't know? And how did that make you feel? Past relationships that challenged your ability to trust. And it can go back as far as, like I said, ancestors, going back to breastfeeding, nurturing, newborn, how you felt, how your mom felt at the time. So everything is energy. And especially in this time, our emotions, our energies are up and down, and there can be such a drain on our energy system, because this is a time of healing, self-healing, and healing for the world as we are awakening. And as painful as these symptoms and messages are, they truly are gifts, in the sense of our body is talking to us. And what is it we're not hearing or listening to or maybe seeing clearly? And the metaphysical anatomy technique can really tap into getting to the heart of it, because they are emotions. We're more than physical beings. So we can have this symptom that is physical, but the energy, the emotional body, and our spiritual body, for a holistic healing, to be able to really resolve and dissolve these suppressed emotions, to explore and discover, because you do have the power to heal. You have the power to heal yourself. You are very powerful, and your thoughts truly become things. And so I just want to leave you with that. Think about, you know, what is that feeling behind, you know, when you have a flare-up or, you know, suffering from this symptom, what have you been suppressing? What strong emotions related to anger, or hatred, or betrayal, or resentment, attached to ulcers is that not feeling worthy of being able to express your emotions, especially to whom you felt was responsible for how you currently feel. So there can be some self-criticism, negative self-talk. So this negative talk track, and needing that nurturing for yourself. There can even be dehydration here. There's a lot of different areas and emotions to explore around being unsafe, feeling unprotected, or some type of abuse, which can be emotional, it can be physical, it can be mental, it can be spiritual. So that's a lot to just kind of digest, and I really want to try to keep these between 10 and 15 minutes. And I can always be reached at Sonia at livingunbroken.com, and as well as on my website. You can either listen to the metaphysical anatomy technique here on the podcast, a couple episodes, if you're interested in learning about that technique, or if you'd like to schedule a healing session at sonialin.com/energy-healing, I believe. So as always, in love and light, you are loved, you are worthy, I believe in you, and you are never alone, and you are loved. Namaste.